رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتم بالخير آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear friends, I hope each one of you is in a state of good health and iman and of course excited to learn something new today. Before we proceed, I would like to request every one of you to pay full attention and take down notes. Because when you do so, you'll be more focused and inshallah, you can even review it later on. So the topic for today is, Allah is near. There is a wonderful verse in the Quran which has inspired me to choose this topic for the day. And that verse is from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 186. Basically, the Sahaba Karam, the people around Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing that concern in this ayah. He is saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Translation goes this way. And when my servants ask you, that is, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me, that is, by obedience, and believe in me that they may be rightly guided. Subhanallah, what a wonderful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when my servants ask you concerning me, I am near. Allah is near. He responds to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever pondered over the fact that how many times we have prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and He has given us that straight away, right away. And some things are such that we have not even asked Allah for that, yet Allah has granted us. How beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How amazing is His power? And the interesting part is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gets tired of bestowing His blessings upon us. He never gets bored with us keeping on asking Him and supplicating to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, ayah number 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. How amazing, what a wonderful statement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, which is filled with so much of love and concern for His slaves. Allahu Akbar. There is absolutely no example for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to understand, let us take this example of a kid asking his dad to buy him an ice cream or asking his mom to make his favorite dish or whatever it may be, asking his friend to lend him a book or give him a ride, whatever. Have you ever noticed people around us, when we keep on asking them something, they get tired of us. They get bored. The moment they see us, they feel as if you're going to ask them something and then they try to hide themselves from us. And another example is of a poor person and a rich person. For example, the poor person keeps on asking the same person who has previously given him some charity or such, and this person keeps on asking him each time, each month, each week for something more. What do you think will happen? Of course, that person who has been giving him charity would get vexed up. He would get angry at the poor person, right? This is the case of human beings, insignificant human beings who hold nothing. Even if we are able to give someone something, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. Had Allah not given us that status, that wealth, that property, we would not be able to even give a penny to someone else. Imagine, it is Allah who has given us everything, and yet to give it to His creation, a portion of something what Allah has given us, we feel it to be so hard. We become stingy. And if we have a look at ourselves, who are we? We are just insignificant human beings. But imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, the Lord of all the worlds, the incomparably great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never gets tired when we ask of Him. He never gets angry. He never gets exhausted listening to us. Imagine the greatest, the Lord of all the worlds. He is giving importance to insignificant beings like us, to each one of us. He is responding to our calls. He's listening to us. What an honor Allah has blessed us with. How honorable it is to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best part is Allah is always available for you. Always. You can call upon Him in the mid of the day, mid of the night, while lying down, while standing up, while walking, while working, and even when you don't move your lips to ask Him, He knows your heart wants something. Deep down into your hearts, inside your hearts, there is something that you wish for, that you want. He knows everything, each bit of it. And just an example of a king or a president or a minister, if one of these people in the world who hold a good position, a higher status, they give you an appointment to meet them, how happy people would be to get the appointment of the mere insignificant human being who holds no much significance near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just the worldly position or status that he has got is what people get impressed with, right? So ideally what happens is the common public, the common people are not supposed to or are not permitted to meet the king or the president in person, right? Because he's not a common man is what people think, right? And hence when one of them gets to meet the king or the president in person, they feel so privileged because of having that honor which not all others have got. Having understood this small example, now let us try to understand as to what status this worldly person holds near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People might take this person, this king, in high esteem. They might think he is very busy. He is a wealthy man. He is of a high position and status. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no example. He is the most busy. He takes care of the entire universe and all what exists. We not even can comprehend what all exists. We don't even know. We just know this world and some of the galaxies and the solar system, the sun and stars, but we don't know what's beyond that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of everything that exists. He is so busy. He is the incomparably great. He is our creator. He's created us and whatever exists in this world that we know or we don't know of. He has got the treasures of everything. He is the most powerful, the able, the capable, the omnipotent, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, the one with the perfect power, that nothing is withheld from Him. He is Allah, who has so many things to do. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives time to each one of us. He listens to us. He responds to us. And He gives us His attention when we call upon Him. Imagine His great power and imagine His intense mercy that He is showing to us by giving us time. He is always available for us. When you call upon Him, when you connect to Him, the line is never busy. It's never too late or too early. Allah is always available for us. Can you imagine that? The Lord of all the worlds giving you and me the honor to connect to Him directly without any mediator. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. Subhanallah. Have we ever thought about it ever before? In this manner, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us such a big privilege and honor to connect to Him. And not just call upon Him, but also He'll respond to us. It's not a one-way call. It is a two-way interaction. Subhanallah. Allah is Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is the one who answers prayers and responds to requests of those who ask and the call of those who call upon Him by helping them according to His wisdom in dealing with their affairs. Al-Mujib will often give you more than what you ask for because He'll respond to you with what you need and what is best for you. Al-Mujib, the one who responds, the answerer of prayers. He is the one who responds to needs, answers prayers, and He is the one who penetrates each obstacle in order to respond. Subhanallah. He is not tired. He is not tired of responding to our calls and bestowing us with His innumerable blessings. And Allah is a Samir, the one who hears all sounds and voices in all of their different languages and all their many and various needs. He is the all-hearing, the ever-listening. He is the one whose hearing and attention comprehends everything. A Samir hears every word, thought and secret, and He listens to every voice. He, as Samir, listens and pays attention to everything perfectly, eternally and without any limits. Allahu Akbar. What else do we need? We have Allah. That means you have everything that you need. Just to take an example, do we pay attention to the ants or insects even tinier than that when we come across them? Of course not. We don't pay any attention to them. But we are even tinier, tinier and tinier than the ants or even the smallest of the dots in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so insignificant. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us. He pays attention to us. He pays attention not only to our needs but also our comforts and luxuries. He is the most merciful. He is Al-Wahhab, the bestower, Ar-Razaq, the provider, who takes care of everything that we need. Imagine how much do we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we be unmindful of Allah and be busy in our lives? How can we make dua and then after our dua being fulfilled, how can we forget Him? Subhanallah, that is a point to ponder for today. After taking the blessings, how can we forget the one who has blessed us with that? And you know how beautiful a connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you is with the dua, the supplications that you make. And dua is something not to be read out. Okay? It is something to be asked. It is something to understand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us have read so many du'as until today. But how much do we understand what we ask is what we need to look for. So make an intention from today that inshallah we'll not read out the du'as but we'll instead ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. We'll understand what we are asking. And moreover, there's another important component involved in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is of tawakkul, that is of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are asking Allah for something, put in your complete trust, firmly trust that Allah will grant you that. He is the all-able, He is the all-powerful, and He will grant you that. Have this trust, okay? Because when you make a dua and you feel, oh, Allah might answer, Allah might not answer, that does not make good sense. That is not good to do. You ask Allah, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be satisfied that inshallah, Allah will give you the best. Another point is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, in happy days, in sad times, every time. Because when you just turn to Allah in sad times and you forget Him when He makes you happy, can you imagine how bad is that? How unfair is that on your part and my part if we do so? So what we need to do is establish a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, 24/7. Not just when we need our wishes to be granted or our needs to be fulfilled or when we are sad and in sorrow. Okay, we need to have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. In good times, be thankful, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you, to protect you from the bad times and from being immersed into the blessings and forgetting Allah. And when you are in sad times, in bad times, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate your sorrows. And never underestimate the power of dua. And connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua secretly, especially in the hours of night, in the dark hours of night when everyone is sleeping. And you are speaking to your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially the time before Fajr, you say that the Hajj time, that time, in the dark hours. And lastly, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't just ask Him for this dunya, for this world and all what this world holds. Ask Him for the akhirah as well. There's a beautiful dua in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, and it goes this way. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This dua is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 201. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of fire. I hope most of you know this dua by heart, but if any of you does not know, then you can memorize this dua. So the take home message today will be to ponder over this. So the take home message for today would be, never forget the one who has given you blessings. After receiving the blessings, never forget the one who has bestowed you with them. So the take home message on which you will constantly ponder over, and also keeping in mind the way you behave when Allah grants you something, and that is never to forget Allah after receiving His blessings. Please do check the website nurulquraankids.com for a wonderful article posted on dua, and along with that there are some downloadable dua cards that you can inshallah benefit from. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.